Welcome to In the 50s, where first out of the blocks today, I've selected a singer who several of you have requested and who says he wasn't credited for having written one of the most famous rock and roll songs of all time. Any idea what the song was? While you're thinking about it, here is Roy Hall with one of his many others. Welcome to In the 50s.
Well, the old jukebox was throwing out the beat. The cats and the gators were shaking their feet. The tune they were playing was right in the groove, and I'm telling you, man, they were starting to move. Then all of a sudden, standing in the door were three shaggy cats that we'd never dug before. They said as we started to give them a heave, let us play one crazy before we leave. And they were rocking. Yeah, they were rocking. They were rocking and rolling with the real gone crazy beat. Now, man, the way they started was something to see. Two drums and a trumpet and 88 keys. The cat on the ivories was giving them the sock. The skins and the horns, well, they started to rock. We stood flat-footed, our eyes on the stem. We dug the music, looked straight at them. We said, who are you fellas, and where do you hang your hats? They said, we're three Georges, they call the Alley Cats, and they were rocking. Yeah, they were rocking. They were rocking and rolling with the real gone crazy beat. Started to scream. The joint went wild as the night got old, but time didn't matter cause we rocked and rolled. The moon went down, the stars did too. We kept on the dancing the whole night through. I'm a telling you, man, and you can bet your hat, we got a date Saturday with those Alley Cats, and we'll be rocking. Yeah, we'll be rocking. We'll be rocking and rolling with the real gone crazy beat.
Roy Hall, the man who very, very possibly wrote Great Balls of Fire, but was never actually credited for it. Well, welcome along. I hope all's well with you, and thank you for joining me. This song was written by the band's manager. Now, I can't imagine that that would happen today, where it seems to take large groups of people to come out with a 3-minute hit record. Anyway, the band's manager was called Buck Ram, which is the kind of name that meant, well, he was destined for a career in show business. He claims that he wrote this next song whilst he was, well, let's just say for the purpose of anyone who might be eating, whilst he was in the bathroom. Mr. Ram claims he was in there for a whole 20 minutes, which must have been very eventful because whilst in the smallest room in the house, he produced his masterpiece, which still sounds mesmerizing today, some 60 years after it was recorded by the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. I'm the great pretender, adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. I'm the great pretender, just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Pretend. believe. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still.
From November of 1955, The Platters, one of the most successful vocal groups of our decade. The next recording I've selected features one of the most prolific artists of our decade, who I don't think I've ever heard on UK radio. Please do tell me I'm wrong. He released an incredible 19 singles in just 3 years, which was only bettered by the Beatles and Elvis. But unlike a band like the Beatles, this artist covered rock and roll, rockabilly, country, doo-wop, tender ballads, gospel and blues. So my question is this Canada's greatest rock and roll star?
I pray to the Lord to send me a love. He sent me an angel from heaven above. The stars in the sky he placed in her eyes. She is my true love. The touch,
my true love,
of her hand,
my true love,
captured,
my true love,
my soul,
my true love,
and the kiss,
my true love,
from her lips,
my true love,
set my heart,
my true love,
aglow,
my true love,
and I know,
my true love,
from heaven,
my true love,
from heaven,
my true love,
above,
my true love,
came my true love. I thank
my true love,
the heaven,
my true loves,
the heaven,
my true loves,
above,
my true love,
for sending my true love,
my true love.
The prolific Jack Scott with the recording of his self-penned hit, My True Love, which reached the UK top 10 in 1958. That same year, Alma Cogan released her debut album, mainly consisting of songs from the Great American Songbook. She was, I suppose, our last genuine British female singing star before the 60s and before music shifted over here. Anyway, here she is in the 50s.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, all starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cars were a frame up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, about to take that trip again. Oh, I've got my grip again, taking a chance on love. Now I prove again I can make life move again. I'm in the groove again, taking a chance on love. I walk around with a horseshoe in clover I lie, and Brother Rabbit, of course you'd better kiss your foot goodbye. On the ball again, I'm riding for a fall again.
Alma Cogan, without too much of her trademark giggling. Eddie Fontaine is an interesting character. He was ever present on many of the hugely popular Alan Freed live shows. He appeared in the movie The Girl Can't Help It, and he's also the writer of the song we're about to hear, which the Beatles also recorded. And yet, despite being professionally endorsed by movie companies, the Beatles, and one of the biggest and most significant radio DJs of the day, Eddie is not actually that well known at all. Here he is in 1958.
Leaves on the trees. We meet the gang and go to Rockin' Joe's. The cats are stomping on their heels and toes. I grab my baby, try to give her a squeeze. Nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. My daddy told me there'd be times like these. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. She's got a way that makes me act like a fool. Money, then she plays me cruel. I'm begging for her kisses on bended knees. Give me some loving, baby, please, please, please. But I keep trying hard to make her mine. Someday the wind will blow, the sun will shine. Until that time, she puts my heart at ease. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Shaking but the leaves on the trees. Nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. She's got a way that makes me act like a fool. Oh, spends my money, then she plays me cruel. I'm begging for her kisses on bended knees. Why don't you give me some loving, baby, please, please, please. But I keep trying hard to make her mine. Someday the wind will blow, the sun will shine. Until that time, she puts my heart at ease. There's nothing shaking but the trees. Why must she be such a doggone tease? There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees.
Eddie Fontaine. Here's a story for you. One day, two friends, a Mr. Bragg and Mr. Riley, went for a walk. It wasn't a very long walk. In fact, it was a very short walk across a prison courtyard. Mr. Bragg wondered to Mr. Riley what he thought their respective wives might be up to whilst they were in the prison courtyard, just walking in the rain. That sounds like a song, said Mr. Riley. So Mr. Bragg then came up with some lyrics and asked Mr. Riley to write them down, as he was unable to read or write. And in return, he said he would credit his friend as a co-writer. Now, incredibly, the two men somehow convinced the wardens to let them go and record their song. So accompanied by armed guards, they were taken to a local recording studio in Memphis. I swear this is all true. It was released under the name of their prison group, the Prisoners, and 3 years later, a man who was deaf in one ear heard their song and recorded it. And so the story of walking around a prison yard in the pelting rain whilst thinking about your loved one became the subject matter of one of the biggest hits of the 50s.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, my heart still remembers you. People come to window, they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met. No one thinks could change. Somehow I can't forget.
Just walking in the rain.
Johnny Ray, the man who Tony Bennett credits as one of the great rock and roll balladeers. We finished this episode with a married couple who really helped to usher in the early days of rock and roll. Having started out as a Louis Armstrong-influenced trumpeter and singer, this next artist recorded a whole heap of shuffle-based recordings that got everyone dancing. He was also one of the very first artists to appear in Las Vegas, and I can remember having a conversation with Tony Bennett many years ago where he told me that this artist was almost single-handedly responsible for putting Las Vegas on the musical map. So close your eyes just for a second and try to imagine walking into a Las Vegas lounge in the 1950s, seeing Sinatra, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis all at the bar, and this lot on stage.
And just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling its romance. Oh, the scene. There will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody to kiss for me. There's nobody to kiss for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad. Then
and I'll sing her sweet love song. Oh, love the time. She will only be, only be.
Baldy, bozy, but, blip up.
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's nobody to kiss for me. There's nobody to kiss for me. Nobody to kiss for me.
The fabulous Louis Prima with his wife Keely Smith, accompanied by Sam Butera and The Witnesses. And that's all we've got time for today. Thank you very much for joining me. Please check the website out, where you can find out when the next episode of In the 50s is on, and you can of course enjoy this show whenever you want via the Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.